Okay, so in English, what is the question?
That I heard that in the spiritual world, everything has like a personality. For example, the rivers has a personality, like Yamuna Devi. And like, for example, if you ask something from a river, then can the river just answer you, or does she need to like appear in her form to answer you?
Personified form.
Yes.
Yeah, if we speak about, well, Yamuna means speak about Goloka Vrindavan, then, and the rest of the spiritual world, everything there is Chintamani. So everything is Satchit Ananda. And therefore, everything is conscious. Not just the rivers are conscious, but the rocks, every speck of dust, every blade of grass. And everyone is conscious of Krishna. They're not just conscious. The grass is conscious here in this world also, but it's not Krishna conscious. There, everyone is Krishna conscious, and they're serving Krishna in that particular form. So, and they have, because they're fully perfected souls, and ultimately they even have mystic power beyond that of any yogis. So the river Yamuna can speak from her waves, or she can manifest as a personality, as an expansion of a gopi, and speak like that. She can speak any way that she wants. But, and that's the way things work, for instance, in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, devotees take on all kinds of extraordinary forms. They change forms at will because they have unlimited mystic power. But in Goloka Vrindavan, that's not the case. It isn't that Nanda Maharaj transforms himself into something else. Why not? Because in Goloka Vrindavan, then the particular feature of the Dham is that everything is just like it would be in the material world, not in a contaminated material world with sewers and so on, but in a pure, clean version where Krishna, they're not aware of Krishna's divinity, Krishna's not aware of his divinity. And everyone relates to each other that they're cowherdmen living in a village and enjoying loving Krishna. And they think themselves to be conditioned souls, although they're the highest transcendentalists. So therefore, even though the river Yamuna can speak from her waves, she wouldn't necessarily do that because it would be something different. It would be something mystical rather than something ordinary. Ordinary rivers don't speak. She can, but chances are that she may not or would not. Same thing, although rocks can transform themselves into cows, but they don't do that because then they would have to be conscious of their mystic power, and they would have to be, or they would invoke the mood of a place that's not ordinary, but a place that's very empowered and spiritual and divine. And that would then bring about the idea that, well, maybe we're in a special place, maybe Krishna is something very special, maybe he's God. And that's not the mood of the Dham. That would run against the Bhava or the Hangulat of the spiritual world. So everything's possible. They can do anything that anyone can do anywhere, and much more, because they're the greatest transcendentalists. That means that they're the greatest mystics and the greatest yogis, but because they're covered by yoga maya, therefore they're not aware of these things. And so the Jamuna can speak from her waves, or she can appear in the personality. She can do anything. Question is what she would do if someone was there. She can do it here on this planet also, ultimately. She can also do the same thing. But we see that generally that doesn't happen. Okay.